I'm not feeling pretty good. I just want to start off and say I want to thank God for blessing me throughout the situation, because it could have been really worse than what it was. I want to thank my family, my friends, my teammates, the medical staff for helping me with a speedy recovery. I actually want to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to let me heal and recover before addressing this situation. Let's talk a little football. I ran yesterday. I feel good. And I'll be ready for week one. So that's the positive of this whole thing. And like I said, I just thank God, because you just never know what could happen.
Was it the first time you conditioned?
No, I've been conditioning for about a week, just inside and just doing some drills and stuff. But got on the grass yesterday and did a lot more aggressive conditioning and drills and stuff, and I feel good.
Were you ever concerned that you wouldn't be ready for week one?
That was my concern. My concern right now was from the jump, was just to make sure I could do what I love, which is play football. And like I said, I just thank God for it just being a clean wound, straight in, straight out, and it's behind me now. So I'm glad I'm healthy and I could help this team. And from all the victims or anybody else who was involved, who was seriously hurt, I wish them a speedy recovery as well, because, like I said, you never wish for anything like that to happen to anybody.
How scary was that?
Yeah. Like I said, the incident is behind me. It was very scary. I just look at every day differently. You know what I mean? Because your life flashed in front of you when a situation like that happened. And I just, like I said, I'm just glad I have the opportunity to do what I love. And I just look at every day different.
Did you know what had happened right away?
Like I said, I want to put this behind me. I just want to talk about what's going on forward with the season. And like I said, this game Thursday or first game of the season.
Are you going to play Thursday?
No, I think I'm going to wait till the grand opening to play.
If it was regular season, do you think you could go?
Oh, that's a close call. I want to say yes, yeah. But you just never know how the situation plays out.
In what ways are you trying to avoid the rust that might happen for such a long layoff in week one?
I won't say it's a long rest way off. Like I said, I still been doing my conditioning. I've still been meetings, and I'm still working. It's not like I just been laying on my back and I've been on crutches or anything. I've been walking since incident. I'm good to go.
Was there any time that night you felt like you were in a dangerous situation, or did it come out of nowhere?
It's hard to say. It's almost like a flash. It happened and I just addressed the problem more than anything else. There really wasn't nothing about being scared too much.
When do you expect to resume practicing?
I'm actually hoping to do some more stuff today. And like I said, next week I'm full go. I'm ready to go.
Change your perspective on life and how lucky things can be in this world, and
yeah,
how important mom and dad and close ones are to you?
Just everybody. It just like I said, it's just a flash. A flash, it just make you think about everything you've done in your life. Like I said, I'm 25 years old, and I feel like I have a lot more to accomplish with my job and just in my life, and I'm just glad I have the opportunity to do that.
Is there anything you feel like you need to do to kind of tell yourself I'm going to be ready to go? What do you still need to see out of yourself?
I just feel like just every day just get a little better with everything. Just like I said, it's football. Every day you want to get better, and like I said, today is a big step. Come and talk to y'all, and let's just get back on the road. Let's win some games.